We're with Christy Peterson, one of the vice presidents at Whitnell. It's our thought leader conversation. And good morning, Christy. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about an interesting story that you wrote about how you were going through the history of your family and recording some of the history of your family and how you've pulled out of that sort of some guides for wealth management with a family-oriented viewpoint. Talk to us a little bit about the project you were on and why it matters when we talk about wealth management.
Sure. In August, I had a lot of family come visit me from Seattle. And as I got ready for their visit, I started going through a lot of the old family letters that I had saved and collected, and also a lot of family newsletters. And it just kind of reminded me and re-engaged me in a love of family history and stories that I've had really ever since I was a little girl, when I would just sit at the dining room table at my grandparents' house and label the back of pictures. And then once I got my first tape recorder, I think that was a Christmas gift when I was 8, I started recording my grandparents telling me the stories of growing up in the Depression and what it was like, and you know, just the stories of their lives. And I always found that really meaningful. And so my grandparents grew up in Oak Park, Illinois. I grew up in St. Louis. And this family coming from Seattle, I really wanted to show them, here's the family history of Oak Park while they were here in Chicago. And as part of that, I wanted to include the family stories. So I had visuals and I had stories. And what that's really all about in the end is values. It's about family values and saying, this is what our family is about. You're a part of that. You're part of something bigger. Here's what we believe, and here's how we live. And it just feels very meaningful to be a part of that. So as I thought about what I was going to write about for the blog post, it just struck me that this is true for every family. Every family has stories, and every family has values that they live by and makes people feel a part of something bigger than themselves. And a lot of times, especially if there's a lot of wealth in the family, you can believe there's a big story that comes with creation of wealth. I mean, there are sacrifices made and a lot of values that led to building up that wealth. And generally, the people who have put in all that work have a vision for what they want their family to look like. Mm-hmm. They have a vision they're trying to create. And the values that we live by are what perpetuate and sustain that vision. And the family stories are how we communicate the values.
And somewhere in there, you find the story, you get the story of the motivation to create the wealth in the first place, don't
you? Yes. So it could be, you know, a lot of times there's immigrant stories. So they came over here with nothing and they wanted to, they had this vision of a family and a good life and food on the table. You know, generally if they're immigrating, life wasn't so great in the old country, right? So they're trying to create a better life for their family. And so doing that, generally, there's sacrifices made. So again, that's where you see the values. What do we value in life? We value hard work, or we value creating a quality product, or a good work ethic, things like that.
And it's sort of the same with most families. You get the idea from, in your case, grandparents,
yes,
your grandfather, about what they want for their future generations,
exactly,
don't you? So what's that part of the story?
Exactly. Well, what people choose to tell when they tell family stories says a lot about what they want for future generations. You know, it's not a full story, but one of the things I always remember my grandmother saying is, she said, Christy, you know, if you marry for money, you're going to earn every penny.
That's true.
And I think that's really a story of the love she and my grandfather shared, because there's a lot of stories about mutual respect, admiration, affection, and building a life together. There's a lot around that. But she was also taking a stand for independence of women and self-reliance. And there are a lot of other stories that kind of flow on to that. And so out of that, there was this shared vision. She and my grandfather believed in a strong marriage and a strong family. She also had this adjunct, you know, as a woman, make sure you pay attention to some self-reliance and independence and don't get totally subsumed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as a side to that, my grandfather really emphasized education. So there's all these great stories about marriage and family. But then by the time he had 16 grandchildren, he might not make every wedding, But he made every graduation. He was sure to be there. And that says a lot as well. So now that's a family story I tell. My grandfather made sure he was at every graduation. It says we value education.
How important is having a set of values when we talk about wealth management, not just for families, but for everyone?
Well, the values are what guide our behavior. And so if you want to create wealth, generally, that means there's going to be sacrifice. And if you're going to sacrifice something, you've got to find some meaning in it. And the values are what create the meaning.
Talk to us a little bit about the stories that you now tell. Part of putting this project together, are there messages in there that are pretty obvious for your family members that they can see about how things were done? Or do you have to, is there a little bit of commentary that comes along with that from you?
I think there's commentary. I think it's stories, it's commentary, it's action. You know, this past Christmas, one of my aunts sent one of the best gifts I've ever received, and I'm going to share it with everybody in the family if she hasn't yet. She sent it's a trivia game. It's a family story trivia game, and she put with it a cover letter. So I'm part of a blended family now, and she wrote a cover letter that really said a lot to my stepdaughters about who I am and what I valued with my family. But then she also created this trivia game where you get so many points for so many right answers, asking questions about, do you know how your grandparents met, or things like that. And what it says is that, again, value where your ancestors came from and what they wanted for you, and spending time together and talking together about these things.
In your work with clients, especially younger clients, maybe the younger generations of families like these, how open to stories of their family are people? And how much do you tell them that's important for shaping their future wealth and wealth management?
Generally, one of the things I'm working on now is I'm working towards my designation, Registered Life Planner. And what life planning is it's about forming an emotionally and sensory-rich vision of one's ideal life. And so as a financial life planner, my role is to facilitate a structured process of, first of all, finding out what really matters to people. And people love to talk about what matters to them. They don't always know it off the top of their heads. And so sometimes if I can just get them telling me stories of how they came to their current job or why they chose a certain school, I can help them to tease out what are the values behind that. But that's the first thing, is find out what really matters to people. And then my process goes into helping them to create a vision and strategy of this most ideal, fulfilled life. Then together we will identify and put together a plan to overcome the obstacles to that vision. And I'll apply some financial knowledge that I've built up over a couple of decades in finance. And then we'll co-create an execution plan together. But the family stories part of this is that they are key for communicating and instilling the values that sustain and perpetuate that vision.
Mm-hmm. Risk is a common
yes.
part of the story, isn't it, for
yes.
not just current generations, but for past generations as well?
Yes. In my family, there was a business that got talked about all the time when I was growing up, the Oscar Daniels Company. And the Oscar Daniels Company was started by, I think, great-great-great-grandfather or something. But it was a steel frame construction company. They've done a lot of the buildings in Chicago. So I always felt at home in Chicago, even though I grew up in St. Louis, because I can look at all these buildings and bridges and say, the Oscar Daniels Company, they built the steel framing on all of these. But what that translated to in my own family was this value on entrepreneurship. And so my grandfather, the company fell apart right at the end of the Depression. And my grandfather went on, he thought he'd go in and take over the business with his cousin. Instead, he went on to be an aeronautical engineer. So he was working on the Mercury and Gemini spacecraft.
Cool.
But when he took an early retirement package from McDonnell Douglas, it was McDonnell then, he started a business because that's what he thought you did as a Peterson man in the family as you started a business. Now, for him, it didn't go as well. I mean, the Oscar Daniels Company at one point spanned San Francisco, Seattle, New York, Chicago, Tampa, Florida. It was national, and it did ultimately fail with the Depression. My grandfather's business didn't last that long, but it was stories that said, look, there are risks worth taking, and having your own business is a worthwhile endeavor.
Not all family stories have warm, fuzzy parts of them, right?
Yes, that's true.
And so there are some things that sometimes these stories are examples of what not to do.
Yes, they
right?
are.
Talk
Absolutely.
To us a little bit about that.
I was thinking about that this morning. Every time my grandfather told a story that involved drinking, it didn't go well. So my grandfather was never one to tell people or look down on them or say anything if you were having a drink. I mean, I love drinking wine with my aunts. He had four sons and four daughters, and most of them drank. And he never said anything about it. But in the family stories that he told, you know, oh, he ended up a drunk in the gutter. Or, you know, oh, I had to, you know, he was a big shot in the company, but it was my dad and my job to make sure he didn't get it, you know, screw anything up. That's a story more of don't act like that. Mm-hmm. Don't bring that on the family. You know, that was always a distant part of the family that had drinking involved.
Christy, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one and maybe talk a little bit more about a family story?
I'd love to talk to anybody about their family stories. I consider myself a collector, and I would love to hear yours. I can be reached at 630-575-2390. That's 630-575-2390, or at cpeterson@whitnell.com. That's C-P-E-D like David, E-R-S-E-N @whitnell.com.
Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Steve.